Land.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud.
And this is Karen Matinen, and welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge.
The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry. And it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. This is your host with the most, Jim Stroud, and this is another exciting episode of the Recruiter's Lounge. And sitting with me, as always, looking as lovely as she'll ever get, Karen Matinen. How are you, Karen?
Hey, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, well, this is our first podcast for 09.
You know what? It is, isn't it?
Wow.
We've done, yeah.
Wow. Kind of weird. It's a whole new era. So many things have changed. You know, new president, a lot of reviews and comments from our readers and so forth, our listeners, mm-hmm. so forth. It's just an exciting time.
It has been. It has been a good year already. And it's only been, the 15 days? Yeah.
That's true. We've been getting a lot more listeners. I want to give a shout out to all our new listeners over on iTunes. Thank you so much for subscribing that way. And anybody who is listening to us through iTunes, drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you specifically. And for those who are our longtime listeners and you're not listening to us through iTunes, by all means, get on the good foot and subscribe to us that way. And if you left us a nice little review, we so much appreciate that as well.
Hey, some of us are still old-fashioned. We don't use iTunes.
I don't know. You should. I got my iPhone for Christmas.
Well, what are you planning to do for this new year? What changes?
In addition to downloading more great stuff from iTunes, I'm so hooked on that thing now with my iPhone.
Are you getting a promotion from iTunes, by the way?
No, I just love the iPhone. I'm a big iPhone fanatic. Okay. I just had it, and I've just been using it. I've been driving my wife crazy with it. But I was thinking about, and you're going to laugh at me, because I know this is so anti-Jim, because I'm so Mr. Conservative and all, but I'm thinking of getting some tattoos. Hear me out. I'm thinking of some tattoos because I want to impress my daughter to show her how cool I am, although she'll probably be more embarrassed. But these are a couple things I'm thinking of. Okay, like on my right arm, right on my muscle, on my muscle there, I'm going to put the term mother to show my sensitive side. And then on my stomach, I'm going to get a hula girl. And I'm going to make her dance when I move my stomach around.
Okay.
I'm teasing. But you know what? As I saw this guy the other day in a restaurant, and he was the guy bussing the tables, and he had all these tattoos on, and I'm thinking, what is this the best job this guy can get because he has all these tattoos on? I mean, is there a discrimination against people with tattoos? I mean, I know sometimes I look at tattoos and I'm going, unless they're a rock star or a tribal leader in the Amazon jungle, I really don't see too many people in corporate America with tattoos on. What do you think?
Why don't we ask our guest
about
tattoos in the workplace, because I'm with you. I think that there is an issue that probably could be arising.
Introduce our guest, if you would, please.
Dr. Chasen.
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Chasen, what did you think of my tattoo choices I was thinking of?
Well, from what I hear about your muscles, mother may not fit. You better maybe think about mom instead of mother. I'll have a better fit there. But, tattoos have become incredibly popular, rising each year for the last 15 years. At this point, we're up to about 1 in 3 individuals between the ages of 18 and 36 have a tattoo. When you look at the search volume in Google, we're tattoo is just ahead of Britney Spears, believe it or not. And a close third is tattoo removal. So what that's telling us, you know, a lot of people that are getting them placed, unfortunately, are desiring to have them removed. So, you know, the key thing is to really think twice before having it done. And, you know, if it is something that feels right and you've thought about it, then certainly, you know, that's fine. And there are some tips we may want to give you about that. But unfortunately, a lot of people, for numerous reasons, are desiring to have them removed. Corporate America very often doesn't want a tattoo that's visible. The government, both state and federal government, also has issue with tattoos, and it prevents people from entering those workplaces, and that's one of the common reasons we see people to take these tattoos off.
Dr. Chase, may I interject something about that too? I mean, I just recently also read there is definitely today no legal remedy for the discrimination with regards to tattoo.
That's correct.
I guess because you're not protected because it's self-mutilation, or it could be perceived as such?
Correct. Yeah, that is true.
So if I'm working in a corporate job, say I'm a, sales guy or something for corporate America, and one wild weekend in Vegas, I decide to get a heart on the side of my neck or something, and I show up in the office, and the boss sees it and freaks out, doesn't like it, and he decides to fire me because of that. I could not sue, or I could sue because of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's more of a legal question, and I think that also has state-specific.
Let me a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
One of the things, Jim, is that, first off, it depends on what state you're in, but every state can, the boss can fire you pretty much for anything. But if he has a dress code that states, look, you know, we have a specific type of dress code for both male and female, and this breaks that professional image, he can fire you.
Okay. Because I shouldn't go on, you know, wild nights in Vegas, at least get tattoos that are not visible.
That's correct. That's one smart idea. The next smart idea, if you do choose to get a tattoo, the easiest color to remove if you decide to go that way is black. So black tattoos are the suggested color.
Why is that?
Black tattoos absorb the most laser energy, so thus are the easiest to remove. Versus tattoos that may be yellow or orange or pink, they just don't absorb as much energy and they're more difficult.
Is that okay? Does that also depend on the pigment color of your own skin?
The lighter the skin, the easier it is to remove tattoos. With that said, we remove tattoos in patients of all skin types, but it is easier in someone that has lighter skin. For someone that has darker skin, you know, the again, black is the best choice for the color of a tattoo.
I'm curious about something you said earlier. I know you were saying in different search results, you know, Britney Spears was up there, then tattoo removal, I think, was number three search result for something you mentioned earlier. My guess that the tattoo removals are from people who found true love and then found out that it wasn't necessarily true love, and they want to get the person's name off of their body in some way.
Yeah. Another good point, you know, strong recommendation is to avoid using names for tattoos because those are some of the most frequently frequent removed tattoos that we do here. So it sounds great at the time, but, you know, you never know. Things change in life, and you might regret it.
Well, there was a report by a company called Vault, and they said that 60% of companies surveyed would be less likely to even just hire someone that had visible tattoos. Now, right now, we've got three people for one job because of the economy is so bad. I think this would probably be a good time to, if you have a tattoo, to probably consider maybe having them removed.
Yeah, it's though they've become socially acceptable, still in certain environments, they are perceived, probably in the wrong way. In terms of removing tattoos, the most important thing is to look for a practitioner that has multiple tattoo removal lasers. Because unfortunately, there is no one tattoo removal laser that can remove all the tattoo colors effectively. So the blacks require one tattoo laser, the reds another, the greens another. So that's really when you're looking for a practitioner, look for someone that does it all the time and someone that has multiple tattoo removal lasers so they can give you the best results and the least number of treatments.
Is there a side effect?
Yeah, I mean, tattoo removal, one should also look for new technology because the newer lasers are much less traumatic on the skin, much less risk of scarring. You know, I would say the biggest issue with tattoo removal is, depending on the color of the tattoo, you just may not be able to get out all the ink. So you may be left with a haze of color. So, you know, sometimes you'll have this beautiful, new-looking tattoo and, you know, want to remove it because of workplace issues, and what you're left with is this, you know, this haze of color, which is not acceptable. So, again, the choice of the right color tattoo, the right laser being used to treat, and, an experience gives someone a much, much better result.
Is laser removal the only option for getting tattoos off?
Yeah.
I know it's painful to get on, and I just have in my mind it's painful to get off as well.
Yeah, it's both getting them on and getting them off, unfortunately, are painful. But, people tolerate it, and there's no discomfort once the treatment is done. And with the advanced lasers of today, the healing is much more rapid than it used to be, and scarring is very unusual today. But it's still a process. It can take many treatments, anywhere from 3 to 4 to 10 to 15. Really depends on the color as well as the amount of ink.
How long is treatment?
Excuse me? I'm sorry?
How long is per each treatment?
Depending on the size of the tattoo, treatments can vary from just a few minutes to 30 to 40 minutes, depending on the size of the tattoos.
That's not that bad, then.
Not too bad, and the advanced lasers today are much faster than they used to be. So again, when you're trying to choose a practitioner, ask them how new that laser is.
You don't have to worry about any kind of disease or anything, right?
No, I mean in terms of tattoo placement, there are there's a misconception that a tattoo placement may have a risk of infection. That's extremely, extremely rare about transmission of hepatitis or AIDS. I'm actually not even sure there have been any cases reported in the literature. Infection, if someone doesn't care for the wound after a tattoo is placed, that's an issue. As far as removal goes, infection or any issue as such is extremely uncommon.
Okay, now I'm excited to go ahead and remove a tattoo. I really want to take my daughter, send her to you. How am I going to choose, what's a good doctor? How am I going to know that you are better than someone else? I mean, I don't want to make sure I get marred. You said there's scarring.
Yeah, is there an association for tattoo removals?
There's no association. There's an organization called the American Society of Laser Medicine and Surgery, and that is an organization that people, practitioners that use lasers a lot belong to.
Mm-hmm.
One of the good, as we mentioned before, ask about how many devices they have for tattoo removal. And the other thing is ask them how many lasers they have. If this is an individual that's casually performing laser treatments, they may just have one or two different lasers, and that may be a tip-off that it's not the individual that you'd want to see. Versus someone that, is immersed in the laser world, as we have, 80 different lasers for all different kinds of technologies, it's a sign of commitment to the field. So that's a good thing to do. You want to ask someone what percent of their time is dedicated to laser medicine as well as aesthetics.
That's a good
one. Unfortunately, there are a lot of practitioners that in the aesthetic end of their practice is just kind of a tangent, and maybe they spend only 10 or 15% of their professional time doing that. The other may be doing, ear, nose, and throat or gynecology or, primary care. So you want to make sure that this is a practitioner, that this is their only professional focus. This is what they do day in, day out. This way the continuing medical education they go to is in aesthetics. Their experience level will be much higher.
Let me ask you this. Do they have to be a doctor to initiate this removal? All laser removal?
Great question. It's a state-specific answer. In New Jersey, where I'm located, the laws have it that you have to be a physician to operate a laser. Unfortunately, some practices don't follow the law, and that's something to keep an eye out for. In other states, such as New York, the law is that a non-physician can operate the laser as long as it's supervised by a physician. Unfortunately, a lot of practices have taken advantage of that, and that practitioner, that physician, may not even be on site. So are they truly supervising the individual that's performing the tattoo removal? Not really. So you really want to make sure if it's a non-physician, you know, that is operating the laser, you want to at least make sure that the supervising physician is on site, and you want to meet with them.
Okay. Okay. Well,
now how much does something like this go? I mean, let's say I have just a medium-sized tattoo on my arm, you know, on my hand, and I want to get, like one that Angela Jolie used to have of her boyfriend, and it's kind of like a wraparound. That's a popular one for women. Looks like a black band. How much would something like that cost to remove?
In most states, tattoo removal starts about a few hundred dollars, $200, and then, you know, rises from there depending on the size of the tattoo.
Okay.
And, you know, certain tattoos are extremely large and can take large amounts of time. One of the things, if someone has a large tattoo, again, you want to make sure that that laser is up to date, because the lasers of today are much faster. And a tattoo today that may have taken, you know, an hour or two a few years ago may only take 20 minutes today. So speed has been one of the big changes that have occurred over the last few years.
Well, one other question, too, in regards to, like, it sounds like it's almost the same price as getting the tattoo.
Tattoo removal, because it normally requires a series of treatments,
okay,
is pretty much always more expensive than getting the tattoo in the first place.
Okay.
So, again, you know, they're socially acceptable. They make people happy. We just want people just to think twice. Try not to do it on an impulse. Try not to do it if someone's been drinking that night. You know, my belief is there should be a waiting period, almost like with handguns, because, you know, that second day after that tattoo is placed is often, you know, met with a lot of regret.
Maybe companies should be held liable before they give a tattoo to say, look, you know, like, I can't put it on you because you're drunk, kind of a thing.
There's no doubt about it.
There's no law for that?
Nope, there's no law. And even, you know, there in certain states, there are laws about what age someone has to be. But, again, there's, you know, a lot of times that's not followed. Now, there is, as of a few weeks ago, the release of a new ink called Infinite Ink. And that's an ink that is at least 3 to 5 times more easily removed with a laser.
Oh.
And that's something that we hope the tattoo artists will adopt. And it's as permanent as a regular tattoo. They're just much, much easier to remove. And that's something that, again, is just being released to the public as we speak.
Are you familiar with, of course, you're familiar with henna?
Yeah. Henna, you know, recently has been in the media for concerns about different medical conditions and allergic reactions that it can create. So at this time, it's advisable to avoid that kind of temporary tattoo.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say, is that for someone who may be toying around with the idea, I was going to suggest they, you know, try henna and just get the feel,
yeah,
for what it's like. But
yeah, previously was a great suggestion. Now it's strongly recommended to avoid it.
Well, Dr. Chase, we definitely appreciate you being here in the Critters Lounge and schooling us on all things tattoo.
And just remember, when, you know, you have that tattoo placed on the bicep, make it mom and make it a black tattoo, and and we'll see you soon to take it off, okay?
Well, dude, how can someone get in contact with you if they have any additional questions?
Absolutely. It's we're more than happy, and we'll give you the contact information.
Go ahead and tell us what your email address is, best way, or a telephone number.
Yeah, the website address is www.reflectionscenter.com, and the email is info@reflectionscenter.com. On the website, you'll find all different information about tattoo placement, some tips, also tips about having tattoos removed, what to look for, with different algorithms of how to assess, you know, the best device for that, you know, for that application. And, you know, do your homework both on the way in and getting a tattoo, as well as in getting it removed. And, you know, both should be a good experience.
Very cool. Thanks again for your time here in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
Well, that's the end of our show, and as always, you've been a very great audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or simply hate what you just heard, please let us know. You can reach me, Jim Stroud, at jim@therecruiterslounge.com or karen@therecruiterslounge.com. Also, if you would, please subscribe to us by iTunes or just subscribe to the site, of course, therecruiterslounge.com. The theme song of the Recruiter's Lounge is courtesy of Brain Bucket and the PodSafe Music Network. Find them online at music.podshow.com.